Hey, Ezra here in my little sort of mock recording studio on the north shore of Oahu, Hawaii, which is where I grew up. Got a house here on the beach, hanging out with my wife, Carrie, and I want to show you this little video ad campaign that we're running. It's kind of cool. You know, I think that video for direct response advertising is going to be a big trend in 2016. It's something that we're going to see a lot more of as people start consuming more video on Facebook and YouTube ads become easier to leverage and stuff like that. I think video for direct response is a big thing. So we're running a little test campaign here, and we started this yesterday, actually. It's only been running less than 24 hours. I wanted to show you some of the results here. The first thing that we can see is that the video has been viewed 40,000 times. We've had 20 sales at $32 a piece, which is actually fairly high for you know, some of the stuff we're able to do. So we're still optimizing it. So I wouldn't take that with a grain of salt, right? Different markets are going to perform differently, and I think we can get that number down. But that is still profitable for us. If we can pay $32 and generate a sale, that works for our business. And that doesn't count retargeting, which I'm going to show you in a moment. Now, what's interesting about this is Facebook says I'm paying 2 cents per video view. Now, if I go to video engagement on this campaign, you can see it's actually only been running basically today. It's the 17th of January right now, a little bit yesterday. Video engagement, this breakdown gives me a little bit more data on the video. So everyone's saying Facebook's competing with YouTube. Well, it's not actually true. There's a lot of people consuming video on Facebook, but Facebook counts a video view as 3 seconds or more. If someone consumed more than 3 seconds of your video, they're counting that as a view. YouTube is a lot more strict on what they count a view. Someone's got to consume 15, 20 seconds. You know, someone's got to consume a lot of that video for it to be counted as a view. So I don't actually believe these numbers, right? This isn't a real number. I did not get 40,000 views of my video. Someone has to view a lot more of the video for me to consider it a view. But Facebook will give us that breakdown when we look at the video engagement. So I can see 10-second views. About half the people, a little less than half, made it to 10 seconds, which is pretty good. And then as we continue to go over average engagement of the entire video, 15 seconds, we can see 50 or 25%, 50%, 75%, and 95%. I'm going to show you what the ad looks like and how I break it down. But what I can see, what's interesting is that 3,700 people viewed to 95%. So that means that 3,700 people viewed most of my video, right? Essentially viewed the whole thing. And that cost me $600. So this video is 4 minutes long. And it's a straight up direct response sales video. It's a story-based video, introduces people to the idea of my brand is, what my products are, what my philosophy is. It's a really great video. And I'm getting 4 minutes of story-based video consumption, FaceTime with my community, 3,700. So let's take a look at how much I actually paid for someone to consume the entire message. All right, so I got my calculator up here. So we'll do 615, which is how much I spent, divided by 3,700, which is the number of people who viewed the video. And we can see that I paid 16 cents, 16 cents for someone to consume 4 minutes of content. And that resulted in 20 sales, not including retargeting. So let's actually take a look at what the ad looks like and how I have it set up. So I'm in my power editor here, and I'm taking a look at our video ad test campaign. And what I want to mention about the campaign itself is that the objective is video views. So the campaign objective here is I want people to view my video. That's what I'm telling Facebook. Hey, I want you know, people to view my video bidding in an auction. I have many different ad sets in this campaign. I'll just go ahead and dig into one of them here so you can see it. And this ad set is set for $100 a day. It's a lookalike audience. And I'll show you what that is. So it's a lookalike of people who've purchased my product. United States is the location I'm running in, 50 to 65 years old, and women. So that's the targeting group. And in this particular case, I'm running on the desktop news feed. And if we scroll up, we can see that the name of my ad set reflects this. Boom Buyers Lookalike, United States, female, 50 plus, desktop. That's what that means. Now, as I scroll down, I can see that the optimization is for video views, and I'm letting Facebook automatically bid for me. Now, if you look at the ad that is in this ad set, which I'll look at for you now, what we can see is that it's running from my fan page. I've got a little bit of text, you know, copy here that kind of explains what the video is about. also has a call to action that leads people to a pre-sale article page. So I'm having people consume this video, and then I'm dropping them on a pre-sale article that then leads to my store. I could probably have them consume the video and then just send them straight to my store, and that's something that I'm going to be testing. We just haven't tested that yet. But as we scroll down, we can see we've got our video uploaded. And what's interesting about the video, you see this call to action button that says learn more here, and then you've got your website URL of where you're sending people and the display URL. So when that comes into play is after your video's done. Also notice that I put a little tagline here so that when people look at the thumbnail of the video, they see sort of a second headline over the video that tells them what it's about. Now when I scroll, I'm just gonna let it load here. All right, so the video is coming to an end here, and what we can see is when it's over, this pops up on the screen for people, learn more. So whatever you select, if you select, you know, sign up or whatever, shop now, then it would say shop now right here. And then it had the URL, and that's the display URL. So that's what the ad looks like. And of course, we are using conversion tracking, and we're tracking how many people purchase from us. Now we're also running a retargeting ad to target people who've completed the video, and we're sending those people directly to our website to purchase or to a pre-sale page. So I just wanted to show you this little video ad campaign because I thought it was fun. And I think that video ads are going to be a big thing that we're talking about this year, of course, along with all the other types of advertising that we use, Instagram, Pinterest, Google, Facebook, regular ads. But it's sort of an exciting new thing, and we're going to be investing heavily in optimizing and making video ads work. So Ezra here from smartmarketer.com. I hope you've enjoyed this post. If you're interested in becoming better at driving direct response advertising and you want a more step-by-step breakdown of all of the sales funnels that work and every different ad unit that works and how to do targeting and how to optimize and what type of ad images you should use and that kind of stuff, check out our Traffic MBA training course. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.